In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalm 105, portions of which we just read as the text for this message, is a historical hymn. The power of the psalmist's words, in fact, are rooted in memory. Here the psalmist rehearses for us the history of Israel. For him, that history was nothing more than a record of Israel and God living together. It's no wonder, then, that the psalmist begins his song with a call to praise. He invites his readers to be thankful witnesses of what God has done. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. These words can also be part of all our call to worship this morning. For is not this a time for rehearsing all that God has done and continues to do for us? In fact, as you listen to this psalm, you almost get the feeling that you're sitting at a testimonial banquet. You know how it goes. Sometimes near the end of a person's life, usually a celebrity or a public figure, a dinner is held in honor of that person. Friends and colleagues are gathered together to honor him or her. A close friend prepares a speech that lists all of the honoree's lifetime achievements and also describes what a downright likable person he or she is. Sometimes, sadly so, such words are spoken only at a person's funeral, when it's too late to lift the honoree's spirits with well-earned praise. The psalmist here obviously is not offering a eulogy for a dead person. The psalmist's song, sing praises, tell of God's wonderful acts, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, is about as good a testimonial speech as you can get. And yet, there is no speech, nor are there sufficient words to describe God's greatness or mercy or love. In fact, God turns our worship here this morning around. He makes us the honorees instead of himself. But that always happens. Yes, that always happens when you and I gather here week or after week, or shall I say, day after day, to be fed by his word, or when you and I gather regularly around his table. Yes, then it is that we discover or find that the banquet offered is not for him, but is for us. For in the word that we hear, in the bread and wine and the body and blood that we eat and drink, we find that we who think we are coming to honor God are fed by God himself. Sometimes it's hard to remember that.
For us and watches over us. Our memories of God's goodness and grace seem to be very short at such times. But the psalmist does not want us nor his readers to forget. Remember all that God has done, the psalmist sings out. Again, I say the power of the psalmist's words is rooted in memory. Memory is the key to the whole venture of faith. If we don't remember and retell the stories, our faith will disappear. Memory is also not static. It lives and moves and breathes, just as the psalmist's words live and move and breathe. Memory is like a snowball rolled down a hill. It picks up more snow with each rotation, growing larger and larger and larger. Memory, though, like the snowball, requires new stories, stories of our faith. And the dynamic and powerful things happening to us because of our faith. Memory requires the telling of those stories. Memory without new stories
is static and brittle. I'm wondering what things happening here in the life of this seminary are adding snow to the rolling ball of faith that is, as it hurtles down the hill of our daily lives. What new stories give vibrancy and power to the memories we will pass on to the next generations? Is what we're doing now telling of Christ's wondrous acts, of his dying and rising again for our salvation and the salvation of the world? Is what we're doing uniting and giving power to our world and our church? Memory is indeed important. What's more, if it's fed with the power and the strength of Christ's love and grace, it will never grow stale nor shatter on its way down life's hill. No wonder the psalmist sings out, "Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually." For the psalmist, the presence of God gave him life. For us, living and dying with Christ is a way of life. Yes, faith in Christ is to set aside our egos and the desires of our own daily lives and to give ourselves over to singing God's praises. How can it be otherwise? For we who have come here to give thanks to the Lord, to call on his name, to make known among the nations what he has done, to sing to him, to sing praises to him, to glory in his holy name. Yes, we who have come to this place to honor God are being fed by God instead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.